The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time. Well, welcome into Thursday's live local radio hour. Can't believe it, February, where it is already starting to sound and feel like a little bit like winter right now. So holy smokes. But thanks for joining me. I am your host, David Keyes. You found us live today on 97.1 FM and streaming online 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want. That's NorthIdahoRadio.com. Got a great show today. We had a couple of some perfect guests to start the show. Allie Baranski from the Festival of Sandpoint will be here, and then following up, there'll be Chris Wadd from Sandpoint Lacrosse, and then somebody from Connie's will be here talking about something that's going on there. And I have no idea what it is, so I'm excited because I love Connie's. It's one of the iconic restaurants and bars in town. So happy to hear and talk about that. But with winter starting to hit, finally, I mean, it really has hit in a big way. It's time to start talking about the Winter Carnival. And here it goes. It's coming on with a parade of lights this Friday night. All sorts of stuff going on there. And it sounds like there's twice as many entries than they've ever had before for the parade. So if you're not doing anything Friday night, come on down and you will have a good time. And it's free and it's just all sorts of good downtown stuff for sure. Now, I was talking to my friend Tag, who happens to be behind the bulletproof glass over here earlier, and we were also talking about the Super Bowl, and I asked him, I gave him a little heads up. I said, okay, Tag, what's your prediction for the game? And here it is officially now for the world. Tag, who's going to win?
I think the Eagles. That's who I think will win. I think the Eagles will win. I'm hoping they win on a tush push, then they ban the tush push, and the Chiefs don't get the three-peat. That's what I would like the most, but we'll see.
Well, I think that's not a bad prediction. And what was the score of that? I can't remember what you said for a score there, pal.
I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as people think. It's going to be 28-21 is what I'm thinking. Write that down. Check me in 3 days.
28-21. I know like the Bees having a contest, and other people are too, and I haven't committed yet. I'm kind of a Kansas City fan, but you know, you watch all this negative stuff right now with Patrick Mahomes getting protection and all that kind of stuff, and so I almost am afraid, because I'm a referee too, that they might overcorrect.
Right, overcorrect.
You'll get clobbered.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's all right.
And no calls will be made, so hopefully that's not the case, because you can get seriously hurt with a 280-pound guy.
Oh, yeah, they got some monsters up there too.
Yeah, and you used to play football too, didn't you?
I did, yep. High school, little bit in college, nothing crazy though.
And what position?
Linebacker, running back, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, what years were that in high school here? I don't even remember.
So I graduated in 2021. Okay. So yeah, all those 3 years previous, and then all throughout little kid, you know, third grade and up, played football.
And who was the head coach then?
It was Ryan Knowles. Head coach. Okay, yeah, perfect. Great guy.
We had him in here a few times during the season. You never know about those seasons. I mean, every year, you kind of like watch Gonzaga too. Every year, they've got that new they shuffle players around. Mm-hmm. And at high school level, you know, you think about it.
It's big. It's like hit or miss. You never know, because you get a good team, and that good team can really help the team below it. And then it just kind of disappears sometimes, or it's even better, and they get second in state, and you're like, how'd this happen? It's just, it's weird.
Exactly. So anyway, but one thing cool about here is really the people follow the Bulldogs, for
sure. 100%.
And I don't know if you follow basketball much, but the Badgers up in Bonner's Ferry, undefeated, they're rolling over everybody. They've beaten up on Lewiston, Lake City, Coeur d'Alene, all these bigger schools.
Yeah, huge schools in comparison.
So, yeah, exactly, right. Different classification, too. And so they're getting ready for their districts and state, and untouchable. They're winning by 30 and 40 points right now.
That's big, especially for Bonners. They don't have a lot to get behind, but now a basketball like that, that's good.
Yeah, it's always been a basketball town, but this is like a new level stuff for them.
That's
for
big,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we're going to do, Tag, anyway, thanks for helping. Tag is now the guy making me sound better than
here
I really
we go.
Should. Pat will be in and out every once in a while. He's doing his own shows upstairs, though, on some FM stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, on Max.
Yeah, so you can follow him that way, too, and we'll keep it going here. I'm excited to work with you too, Tag. It's been fun, and you'll try to keep me on track as we roll into it. But I think we will take our first break, and then when we come back, we'll have Allie Baranski from the Festival at Sandpoint. They got some great acts already lined up. Kansas, that's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other ones that are coming that'll be just equally awesome for sure. Anyway, she'll let us know what's going on. We'll come back in a minute or so. We'll see you after the break.
Lanake Realty has a new land listing off Huckleberry Mountain Road. Opportunity awaits to build on this secluded 10 acres near Kerrywood, level to gently rolling land, parked out and ready to build with an approved septic. Not far from Bayview, Lake Ponderay, and United States Forest Service land. Priced to sell at $289,000. See the professionals at Lanake Realty, lanakerealty.com.
At Pro-X Home Center, they're all about projects, big or small. Let their experts and friendly staff help you get it right the first time. And did you know Pro-X delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, appliances, windows, or even flooring, they'll get it to your door. Call them today for details. Pro-X Home Center, where the contractor shops, and so should you. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
We all know the Valentine's Day go-to gifts are flowers, chocolates, maybe even perfume. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a dozen roses, this Valentine's Day is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-928-3355 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-928-3355. 1-800-928-3355.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show. I am sitting across the table from Allie Baranski, who has probably the best job in town right now. Well, first of all, welcome. Allie is the executive director of the festival at Sandpoint. And the festival now, my gosh, it's been how many, since 1983 it's been going on?
This is the 42nd season.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And you've been at the helm for how many years now?
I'm just over 5. Okay. Somehow.
Yeah. Well, we were going to talk a little bit about the festival, but the real reason you're here is to pick the winner for the Super Bowl. So, what's your prediction?
I mean, being in the music industry, I think I have to say the Chiefs.
Team Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think so, and I think we have a lot of Swifties in our office, and so I think I need to say that.
Gotcha. What would the score might be, you think?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
No idea. Big high scoring or low scoring?
22. I think high scoring, with part of that being an engagement ring, right?
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I think that's the thought out there in the world. It's all coordinated, right?
Exactly right. We'll see how that goes. You never know. So, well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. What we're going to do as we roll into the festival season is we're going to have Allie and company here more often.
Yeah.
You're talking up what's going on. And I'm excited about that, too, because I'm a huge fan, as you know, and everybody is. It's like the best thing that happens in town. It truly, truly is. For 2 weeks there, it's kind of like a county fair on steroids. You see everybody you haven't seen all year. You're having fun. You're kicking back. And you have world-class music going on, too. So, Allie, that's great.
All it's in your backyard. All in my backyard. One of the reasons my husband was born and raised here, and it's one of the, I'm not a huge winter person, but the festival and the lake were what convinced me that to relocate.
Sealed
here.
The deal.
Yep. It's hard to argue with it.
That's right. Well, I know you have a few things to talk about, but again, I do want to welcome you back anytime you guys want to. I think we're going to do it once a month for sure, and maybe more if you want to have some other folks from your office come down too.
Perfect. Happy to we're happy it. To be here. Thank well, you for good. Having us.
So what's going on at the festival?
Right now is really exciting. It's kind of our announcement season, so it's just fun to be able to roll out artists and get people's reactions and opinions and kind of just like we have our predictions, obviously, when we're booking, but to actually see what the community and people think about who we've booked is super fun. So we've announced 4 shows so far. We have a few more coming, but so far our first announcement, which was in December, was Kansas. Yeah. So that was a pretty fun one. I know that's very nostalgic for me and growing up to, you know, carry on my wayward son. And
I would go there too.
And that's August 1st. So those tickets have been on sale since December. Brothers Osborne was announced also, and they are Thursday, July 31st. So that's kind of our bigger country show that is doing very well, ticket sales wise. Our most recent ones are Sierra Farrell, who's playing Friday, July 25th. And if you do not know who she is, I highly recommend looking her up. She just won 4 Grammys, like just won 4 Grammys, if that doesn't say enough about who she is. Those tickets are flying.
I'll bet they are. So all about timing, too, isn't it? So you sign her way before this happens. Yeah. All of a sudden, that's great.
Yeah, we had some idea of what was on the horizon. She also just re-released a deluxe version of her album on the day that we announced. So there's a lot going on for her right now. And so I highly recommend checking her out. And then most recently, we just announced, which is it's a mouthful, but Dispatch with John Butler and his band, with also G Love and Special Sauce and Donovan Frankenreiter.
That's 2 t-shirts right there.
Yeah, I had a board member say, that sounds like a festival in itself. And I was like, well, it's second Saturday. But it is so much music that actually doors are going to open a whole hour earlier because you just can't get that much music in our normal time frame. So it's going to be what they used to call Super Saturdays.
Right.
So that one's super fun. It's been in pre-sale, but it actually goes public on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Perfect.
And we still do have some season passes left, not very many. So typically they sell out before our deadline, so whichever happens first. But
Valentine's Day, right?
Yep, 8 days. 8 days, guys.
There's the
8
gift.
Days till Valentine's Day.
And it fits everybody, and everybody likes it. It pairs well.
And you get your own line to enter through from the lakeside, and it's just, it's fun to be a part of that. And then, as I tell a lot of people, when you don't get it and then you start hearing who's going to what concerts, you tend to get FOMO anyways. And you're just like that fear of missing out. And so you might as well just commit to all of them.
Exactly. Well, do it now, right?
And I think last I checked, there was less than 50. So I'm assuming it's going to sell out first. So
you know better than anybody who's on the list that you're still looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be kicking themselves if they miss out on the season pass? I mean, is there some surprises coming that people are going to say, oh my gosh, doggone it, I missed my shot?
I mean, I feel like you would think that already, to be honest, between Kansas.
I'm trying to help you here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just so far we've just been so grateful and who's already been announced. And you always have the grand finale coming up, which is to be expected. Yep. But yeah, we have at least 2 more three more headliners to announce. Right. So
it used to be funny. You used to wait until, what was it, Lost in the 50s weekend.
Oh, I know.
And that was like they would list everybody at the same time. And this thing called the internet started showing up. And then all of a sudden, you'd start seeing it like on Kansas' website, hey, we're traveling through the Northwest and Sandpoint, so people would know anyway. So has this worked out pretty well, the drip, drip, drip of letting people know? Has that been a good move?
Yeah. I mean, and that was when I was on the board. We announced at the auction at the end of April. There's a couple reasons for it. One, competition. There's just a lot of music now. Right. But also, we now try to be, try to book as many acts that are on tour. So it's more affordable. It makes more sense financially for everyone involved. But also, when they're on tour, they put a ton of money behind tour announcements and right. tour marketing. And so in the past, we were missing out on that money and that marketing. So for example, I'm originally from Oregon, and I had someone I went to college with just said, "Hey, I saw Sierra. I want to go see Sierra Ferrell." And I was thinking of Farrell. Sorry, I was saying it wrong. I was thinking of seeing her in Tacoma, but right. I could go to Sandpoint instead. And so people comparing sure. where they want to go has also helped. But most of it is just like we now get to be a part of their marketing and their announcements, and it creates a bigger buzz. And it is nice also for every artist to kind of stand alone mm-hmm. and people to be able to like get excited about that artist, go research them. We find that people are looking at shows more individually than kind of judging the entire season as one package.
Well, yeah, I'm excited to see the next announcements too. And maybe what we should do is one of these times, and it's not much longer, but save one for the show.
Well,
I know, so it's hard to time it because
it controlled the schedule. Know, so that's the hardest part. But maybe I'll if anything looks like it's gonna time wise work.
I don't ask a lot, Ellie.
I know. I'll talk to some agents. I'm like, there's this guy, David Keys. He just has a small request.
Small request. Hold everything. Change your whole marketing plan for little David. That'd be great.
I'll work on it.
So a few other things going on, and you've got a list here a little bit too. But one thing that I'm hearing about is changing some of the policies on the field. I'm sure you wanted to talk about that. So why don't you tee that up a bit and tell us what's going on as people are coming into the festival now.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just so many changes. One, the turf has changed a lot of what we can and cannot do there, where things can be located. You know, specifically, if you haven't been there in a few years, Festival Street or food booths are actually in the park, fenced into the venue, and that's simply because we can't have food and grills on top
grease
of,
on top of,
yeah, on top of the turf.
Good call.
But a lot of them are just safety, and not to be drab, but liability and insurance.
Sure.
As the years have gone on, we struggled to get covered, period, for insurance. And then it was just not covering what we should have been covering. Artist contracts, especially like post-COVID, a lot of things change from a liability standpoint. And we were just getting to a point where we had to continue to prove security measures right. to get insured. And, you know, as a nonprofit, safeguarding our entity is number one. So most recently, the biggest change that I knew would come at some point in my career at the festival at Sandpoint is not allowing outside beverages to come into the venue. And I always joked that when that day came, I would be run out of town with pitchforks. And I'm happy to say that that has not happened.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay. I think most people in this day and age, like, or even like business owners, understanding the liability of like, I don't know how you were able to do that for that long, having people self-serve themselves and having a bar. And we paid for it in insurance. So I think like us at the, you know, no one wanted to make that call. And, but we're just grateful we were able to do it as long as we were. And
right.
anyone else who has been to other venues kind of gets it too.
Right. Well, you have 10,000 board of directors members, I'm sure, who let you know when you make decisions.
Yes.
And are people, again, pretty okay with it? I mean, do they understand the methodology?
I mean, you have both sides of it. I think the people who are most upset didn't understand the why right. behind it. So we're just saying like, you know, we have to stay insured and, have adequate and good insurance too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything else to wrap up, Allie? I'm great seeing you, by the way.
And yeah,
we'll keep doing this tonight. I want to make sure we cover what you want.
The only other two things I just wanted to note that are open right now are scholarships. We give out around $9,000 worth of scholarships to any grade level in Bonner and Boundary County. And then also our volunteer applications are also open right now. People like to start getting in there when they see shows that they'd like to go to, support a nonprofit, right. and get to see music for free. So
win-win right there.
It is a win-win. And it's how I kind of got started. And started out with the festival as a volunteer.
That's how it works, doesn't it? So if you want to be a volunteer or you want to apply for a scholarship online then at your website?
Festivalsandpoint.com.
Any deadlines coming up on the scholarships, for example? Is that a...
Scholarships are in April, so they have some time, but we just... I'm always surprised at people didn't know that they existed.
Sure.
We have instrumentalists, we have vocalists, we have singer-songwriter, but then we also have non-musically talented ones, like just music industry.
Right.
So there's a little bit for everyone, and we also want to let people know it's not just for seniors and it's not just for Bonner County. Volunteer applications are always open, but I'd say if you have certain departments or certain shows that
certain
you're really
you
looking for, I'd recommend doing it sooner than later.
I've never done that. I might do that for a little show. That'd be fun, perspective that way.
I'm biased, but it's one of the coolest volunteering gigs I think you have out there, and it's just you get to see everyone, and then those things are done, and you get to go.
Well, Allie Baranski, thank you for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
And we'll make this an ongoing date. Again, if you have any questions about the festival, get a hold of Allie at the festival office for sure. They're wide open for suggestions. It's such a great production anymore, and it always has been. It's just a great part of our community, too. So,
Feel lucky.
Very, very good. Well, we'll see you next time around for sure. And when we come back, we are going to be talking lacrosse. How about that for a handoff? There we go. Festival to lacrosse. Chris Watt will be here from Sandpoint Lacrosse, and we'll be talking about that after the break.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
We all know the Valentine's Day go-to gifts are flowers, chocolates, maybe even perfume. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a dozen roses, this Valentine's Day is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-418-3366 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-418-3366. 1-800-418-3366.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally. This lake sure makes me smile. It's got the vibe, it wanna stay a while. Music floats through the mountain air. I wanna be there. Together we'll go, whether sun or snow. We'll sit down, kick back, just let go. Candlelight, we do it right. Friendly people, culinary delights. To the mountains and the lake without a fuss. Sandpoint, just comes naturally. Sandpoint.
Sandpoint's Winter Carnival starts February 14th with 10 days of romancing the snow. The Parade of Lights starts things off thanks to Ziply Fiber. Then on to the Block Party on 3rd Avenue, sponsored by Ponderay Winery. Activities from downtown Sandpoint to Schweitzer Mountain. Don't miss Toasty Fest on the 22nd in the Granary District. Brought to you by Matchwood Brewing. Finish off the Winter Carnival with everyone's favorite, the Canine Keg Pull. Sponsored by iCarts. Go to visitsandpoint.com. See you in Sandpoint.
Visit Scenic Idaho.
You show up every day ready to work, and so should your gear. North 40 Outfitters has the gear that works as hard as you do. For a limited time, get 25% off workwear from Carhartt, Smith & Rogue, Noble Outfitters, and more. Refresh that toolbox, outfit your shop with savings on Black Diamond hand tools, benches, compressors, and more. And don't forget to stock up on Norma rifle ammo with savings up to 43%. Everything you need to get the job done right at North 40 Outfitters. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to the Live Thursday Radio, and by gosh, we're rolling right along today, and we've got another great guest. I've got Chris Wadd here from Sandpoint Lacrosse, who will be talking about all things lacrosse, and it seems like it's really blowing up around here. It's really popular, so it's going to be great. But the first question I'm going to ask you is, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. I like both teams to lose. I think everybody can agree that we're ready for the Chiefs to not win. But if Philly wins, I'm not so sure that's a good thing either.
So we have a 0-0.
Can we get a West Coast team or somebody, you know, a little more, just a little variety?
It's too late for that. Just so
it is too late.
It's pretty well
I'm
baked
sorry
in.
Sorry the Bills didn't make it again. I'm just, you know. So, I saw all those four Super Bowls back in the day.
Oh, did
you? I just
you?
Really oh. want them to win one. They just, boy, they need one.
Right. So football and lacrosse, that's kind of a stretch, a whole different thing going on. But
it is.
Tell me more about, I see signs all over the place for Sandpoint Lacrosse. So mm-hmm. it's really been growing. I know that. Tell us about where Sandpoint Lacrosse is right now and what you're up to.
Absolutely. So lacrosse is actually, it has been for many years, about 10 years, the fastest growing sport in the country. It's really youth programs really uptick, and there's you know, tens of thousands of players countrywide. Our club is in our now. This is our 20th year anniversary. It was founded in 2005. It started out with just a high school boys team, mm-hmm. But in that time we have expanded. Now we have two high school JV, high school varsity, girls high school team. And we have youth teams for boys and girls from kindergarten to second grade as our developmental program. Third and fourth grade is one team, fifth and sixth grade, and seventh and eighth grade. Wow. So, yeah, and we're now able to offer it for all kids of all ages. And important, I know that lacrosse has a reputation as an elite sport. It's very expensive and, you know, kind of a rich kid sport, and some people may think, but our club has has always had a huge emphasis on the community. We don't want anybody to be left out. So we offer scholarships too. So if any, you know, finance should never be an issue. We want everybody to be able to play.
Well, that's great. It really is. If people want to know how to get a scholarship kid in or make contact with you, how do they do that?
The best way would be through our website, which is sandpointlacrosse.org. And there are actually tabs on there that you can find that. You can either, all the board members are on there as well, and you can reach out to our president, Chad Cole. You know, our high school director is Lauren Doko if your child is in high school. Or if it's a youth player, you can contact me or Kristen Sloan, who is our girls' youth program director.
Great. And that keeps growing too, doesn't it? I mean,
it
all of a sudden you have the JV action going, and I'm feeding up to the varsity now, and then even going younger than that.
Absolutely. Those two are kind of our newest additions. Yeah, the JV team and the K2 program, which is our developmental program. They don't really play games against other teams, but it's to get familiar with it, learn the basics, and they scrimmage against each other. It's about 6 weeks.
Super. So they get the basics down, and then they either decide to move up at that point or
exactly yeah. And also we periodically offer clinics. So we have a clinic coming up this Saturday, the 8th, and it is free. It is for new and returning players. So, but really our emphasis is on new players. If this sounds like something you might be interested in, come on out. It's totally free. Don't worry about gear. We have loaner gear,
right.
And you can come on out and see what you do. And if I can just take a moment to say the times.
Do it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's going to be it'll be at the middle school this Saturday, the 8th. Youth girls grades 1 to 4 are from 9 to 10:30. Youth girls grades 5 to 8th grade are from 11 o'clock to 12:30. Youth boys grades 1 to 4 are from 1:30 to 2:30. And the youth boys from 5th to 8th grade are from 3 o'clock to 4:30. And don't need to make notes. This is all also on our website, too, under clinics. There's a clinic tab.
There's a tab, pull-down tab
is,
for that.
Yes.
But this Saturday, though, already.
It's this Saturday, yeah. So if you think you might be interested and want to see what it's about, please come on out to Sandpoint Middle School.
Absolutely. And I should know this, but I don't. So lacrosse is a fall sport mostly, or a spring sport, or both?
It's a spring sport, but there's now a lot of fall ball opportunities for people to keep their skills up. But traditionally, it's a spring sport. It's and just to give you a little history, I kind of skipped over this. Lacrosse is actually could be arguably the true American Native American game. It is about 1,000 years old, at least as far as we know. It's from our Native Americans had played that all across our country for generations and generations. And then when the Europeans came here, the French settlers saw the sticks that they played and thought that it resembled a bishop's crozier.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how they got the name lacrosse. But the native tribes have, you know, many, many different names for it.
Sure.
But it's a played with a stick and ball. It's a contact sport. There's a lot of similarities between basketball and hockey and some in soccer, too. It's a 10 on a side. You have a goalie, three defenders, three midfielders, and three attackmen. They play offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's incredibly fast-moving, hitting like hockey, and high-scoring. So it's not only is it fun to play, it's really fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. I have no idea when I watch it really what's going on. I'm a soccer guy, I must tell you. But I just love the idea that, again, they can push out, they can move. The higher-level stuff is just so fast, and to control that ball like they do, and to have the goalies who have people – unlike soccer, they go behind the goal, they can come around like that.
That's right, just like hockey, yeah. The goal is offset from the end line, so you can play. Play does happen behind the goal. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it can provide for some really unique opportunities.
And like almost all outdoor sports, fitness is key, I assume.
It is, yeah.
And so you push that quite a bit, I assume.
We do. Not so much, strength, although that is obviously that, but it's, the running equivalent is about to soccer, too. So really, stamina and, getting your wind up is really important, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're finding girls joining now, too.
Absolutely.
And is that a strong program as well?
It is. It is. Our high school program has gotten so much stronger. We've gotten a full squad, and I think, I don't know about this year, but hopefully we'll be looking for maybe a JV team for the girls too.
Awesome.
But really proud of how much progress the girls program has been making in the past 10 years or so. They went from very few opportunities to now it's pretty much the same for girls and boys.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
it's great to see. And Kristen Sloan has been, and all of our board members, but Chad and Lauren and Kristen have just been fantastic in pushing that forward.
And are they all former players? Is that kind of the one string that pulls
we have
all
a
together?
Mix. Yeah, we have some. I'm one. There's Coach Parker Davis, who's going to actually be coaching the 7th and 8th grade team this year, is also a former player. And the beauty of it are our high school coaches, Ty Wilson and Christian Crossingham. Not only are they former players, but they played in the program. So we've got kids who played in high school for Sandpoint Lacrosse coming back and coaching it.
Right.
And they are just doing a bang-up job.
Right. And so the club teams, they travel quite a bit. I've noticed that.
Well, yes, because where we are in North Idaho, but also the programs aren't a lot. And there's also kind of a disparity, too. I mean, Coeur d'Alene has two teams, but, bigger city, much bigger high schools, bigger resources. And, we sometimes have a little trouble competing them from year to year, but it depends on the year. We're trying to get in. The whole league situation has been a lot of flux between because of where they are. The Washington teams, like Spokane, we traditionally played a lot, but there were some issues with their league that they didn't want them playing Idaho teams. So there's kind of some turmoil in the leagues right now.
Sure.
But Idaho's really trying to firm it up and getting more opportunities for our kids. And the way it does is, there is some travel involved. Like high school, we'll have to go down to Boise occasionally or,
Sure.
Playoffs. Last year, we're in Jackson Hole.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty neat. So, and our youth programs generally have, we play tournaments. So we don't have, one-off games like that. So you usually go to a location and there'll be 2 days of games. And there's some travel involved. We'll go to Kalispell, Montana, Missoula for a one-day jamboree. There's one in Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. And then our home tournament is Lacs on the Lake. And that is generally on Mother's Day weekend.
Cool.
And it is one of the biggest fundraisers for our clubs. We have, in the past few years, we've gotten over 50 teams from around, the inland northwest to come and compete, boys and girls. We have all top youth and even some high school exhibition games, too. But if I could make a plea, because this year we had our person who was in charge of our tournament is no longer with the program. Her sons aren't playing.
Sure.
So if there's anybody who's listening who has event planning experience and wants to help out the club, we would love to talk to you.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're rare to find, but they're awesome when you
they
have
are.
Them.
They, yeah. Yeah, it's just you never know what's going to turn up. So I figured I'd just, make the plea.
You bet. We've got about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think maybe we should do, Chris, unless you have something else, I'd like you to go back over the Saturday for sure. Because
absolutely.
We'd like to get more people
if I can mention, we have a fundraiser on the 11th.
Absolutely.
That's at Powder Hound Pizza. We have a 50-50 raffle, a silent auction, a lot of great stuff. Chief tickets, nights up at Schweitzer. A percentage of the pizza sales go to the club and also all the money. That's one of our biggest fundraisers. So that's Pizza for Players at the Powder Hound on the 11th from 4:30 to 7:30.
And what day was that again?
That's February 11th.
Okay. Coming right up. Very good. Well, you guys are you're busy, but this Saturday kind of kicks it off for you with
it
this program, and where and when.
All right, so Sandpoint Middle School, this Saturday, the 8th, the girls will start at 9 and go till 12:30, depending on the age groups. There's two age groups, and the boys, two age groups, they'll start at 1 and end at 4:30.
And if my kids were coming, I'd want to know, is it inside or outside?
It is inside. Yeah, don't worry. We'll be in the gym. And just show up a little bit early. We have a free gear handout, you know, just so you can get stuff. And obviously, it's totally free.
Yeah.
So it's really just a chance to get kids to come out and see maybe if this is something they'd like to do.
Well, perfect timing right now for this weekend and moving on. And Powder Hound Pizza, too. You can't go wrong with that and help out a good cause.
Thanks so much, sure. Powder Hound. We really appreciate you hosting it there.
And maybe there's somebody who works there who has organizational skills, too. Who knows? They can help you.
Never know. Yeah. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Keep asking, Chris, for sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping by today. It's great learning more about it. It was awesome for me to find out more, and I'm glad we finally got together. It was worth the time for sure, and I think we'll take a break now, and then when we come back, we'll be talking. Connie's Cafe and Lounge is doing some great things down there, and I see one of their stars is sitting out in our room out here, so we'll be coming back soon with Tosh. So we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, David, after the break. Take care. Mm-hmm.
3 weeks of store-wide savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick one up in-store today. Get ready for the big game with great savings. Pepsi brand 12-packs or buy two, get two. Save $60 on a Philips 65-inch 4K Roku TV. And save on your favorite chips and dips. Plus, save on Valentine's Day. From Montana Silversmith's jewelry to sweet treats and more, we've got you covered. Save more with employee-owned Bi-Mart's $5 lifetime membership.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally. This lake sure makes me smile. It's got the vibe, it wanna stay a while. Music floats through the mountain air. I wanna be there. Together we'll go, whether sun or snow. We'll sit down, kick back, just let go. Candlelight, we'll do it right. Friendly people, culinary delights. To the mountains and the lake without a fuss. Sandpoint, just comes naturally.
Sandpoint's Winter Carnival starts February 14th with 10 days of romancing the snow. The Parade of Lights starts things off thanks to Ziply Fiber. Then on to the Block Party on 3rd Avenue, sponsored by Ponderay Winery. Activities from downtown Sandpoint to Schweitzer Mountain. Don't miss Toasty Fest on the 22nd in the Granary District. Brought to you by Matchwood Brewing. Finish off the Winter Carnival with everyone's favorite, the Canine Keg Pull. Sponsored by iCarts. Go to visitsandpoint.com. See you in Sandpoint.
Visit Scenic Idaho.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track, windshields can be cracked by road debris, and of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems, and they have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back to the last segment of Live Thursday Radio, and what could go wrong? Well, I can tell you what might go wrong here. We have a guest today who runs the best trivia night I've ever seen. And what happens, and this is Toshi at Connie's, by the way, Connie's Lounge and Restaurant. You're the lounge manager, and you've been doing that for a little while now.
Coming up 2.5 years,
two and a half years.
For sure. It's been nice.
Wow. And so part of the fun that he has is trivia night. And it's not like trivia night where you have the little Trivial Pursuit games, you know, with the little cards and all that, because, you know, you can kind of figure that one out. This night is so fun. I've done it twice now, and you never know what you're going to get. But you also always get talent, always good stories, too, and it's just a fun night. So hopefully you're here to talk about that a little bit, and whatever else you want to talk about, the microphone is yours.
Oh, I appreciate it, David. Always, you're always very kind to me. Yeah, I'm just here really to talk about Connie's and just promote what we're doing at the restaurant within the community. Connie's has been a staple for generations. You know, in my experience there, I have so many people who come through and they're like, you know, my grandma used to work here, or my mom worked here, or I worked here. Everybody's got some sort of story about family meetings for breakfast or over the generations, things that have happened at Connie's. So, you know, the restaurant itself has had, I think, four different owners on paper over the time that it's been opened. And the guys who bought it a couple years ago, Chris and Lars, have just been every month, you know, slowly tinkering with the place, always making upgrades. So if you haven't been there recently, you know, we've repainted the front diner. We have kept all of the signature classics that everybody has come to love for generations on the menu, while also adding some contemporary opportunities. We are still at a very, very friendly price point. You know, it's one of the better opportunities economically to go out. We introduced recently basically a meal for four, you know, meal for a family of four for $40, where you can come in and get dialed out with salad, soup, dessert, entree, garlic bread, all of it for $40. And Connie is what I've also come to learn in my time there is Connie's really is kind of two entities at once. It really is like business in the front and party in the back. And I say that because the diner itself and the lounge are connected by a common hallway that leads to the bathroom. And in my experiences, there have been times where people will have had dinner in the diner and be walking out going, I've been in this place for 15 years. I never knew this was back here.
Right.
And so the lounge itself, when I talk about the upgrades that the ownership has made in the diner part, you know, with, again, the painting and so forth, the lounge was one of the very first things they tackled when they moved in there. Changed the colors, refurbished, and it looks amazing in there. It looks like the place where you'd want to hang out when you're done with a day of skiing or day of boating. There's boats up on the wall. There's oars. There's just a great little motif to everything. And then within it, we create an environment where it's about community building. We have something going on every different night of the week so that we can draw to different audiences and bring people in and just kind of continue with that tradition.
Are they all different audiences, or do you have some of the same people?
Well, I mean,
you have what, pool night on Mondays?
And pool night on Monday night, and that's definitely kind of its own group, right? Same, you know, anywhere between 8 to 14 guys show up every week. And then we do, you know, Taco Tuesday's amazing. I've got, you know, I've got a few big parties that come in every week just to take advantage of that. We have tacos in four different varieties. They're only $3.50 each. It's an awesome draw there. Wednesday night is what you talked about, the trivia. And, you know, with taking feedback and noticing what works with people, we've slowly tinkered with the dynamics of the system for the last 14, 16 months, and now we're at a place where we've nailed it. Right. You were mentioning that when you came a couple weeks ago, there were like 14 teams. We've nearly sold out the room all the way back through last November. That's really something that brings a lot of people. And then on Thursday nights, we have a double elimination cribbage tournament.
Oh.
So that also, that's a different group, right? The pool players, they're the young pool sharks, and the cribbage players are, you know, the people that are just chilling and relaxing, and they've got a few hours to hang out and play some games.
Right.
But there is some crossover. I do have some people that show up for both trivia and cribbage, and I do have a couple of the people that come to cribbage. They seem to, you know, come in for lunch or brunch, kind of a midday meal, 3 to 4 days a week. So we get to see a lot of them as well. But yeah, and then we do live music on Friday and Saturday nights in the lounge. And with that, we generally look to showcase and feature local Sandpoint music. So we have a good rotation of talent that comes through, and each one of those musicians kind of brings in their own family and friends. So, yeah. So like I say, it's all business up front. It's beautiful eggs benedicts, unbelievable beef stroganoff, incredible meatloaf. And then you wander down to the back and it's like, you know, this is a good place to just enjoy and have some fun and talk to people that you run into when you're out and about the Sandpoint Square.
Yeah, it really is a Sandpoint's family restaurant, you know, if you think about that, the history, again, and always being in the same spot. But, you know, when the outside sign changed and all of a sudden it started changing looks in there and people said, wow, this is pretty good. I've heard nothing but good reviews on that, which is awesome because, you know, change always gets comments for sure. But back to trivia for one quick second.
Sure, yeah.
It was funny. So the night I was there, they had we had two people from New Zealand there. You won't remember because you.
No, I remember for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So two Kiwis there, and it was all about United States, mostly music and movies, and they're kind of looking like, okay, they're here because of that icon pass, which again I'm seeing more and more of that where people are actually trying Sandpoint, Idaho out where they hadn't before. But it was just kind of funny. So Pat Holland and a few people were kind of having fun with them, and all of a sudden you could just see they were buried. So they'd kind of sneak over and they'd make some friends and they'd help them out a little bit. But that was what was really cool is you think about that. They've been skiing all day. They've been here for 2 weeks at that point, they told me. And they wanted to find out what was going on because they heard about trivia night. And they had a handicap for sure, but they had fun.
Well, for sure. I had a couple from Ireland in last night. Oh. And same deal, you know, there was one point where the woman, she nearly slammed her glasses down when I said NBA basketball player. And she's like, not again. But it was an easy enough question to where she knew it. And then on top of that, we had a party of four that was, they had read about it in either the Reader or Sandpoint Online, came across some resource, and they were first-time players. And they ended up taking second place last night, you know, and doing pretty well in that way. You know, I was lucky enough to talk to your daughter a little bit outside of the studio before we started this interview, and she kind of shared a family memory with Connie. So I was going to turn it around back on you. Being in the community for as long as you have, you know, what is a special memory that you have with either yourself or your family or some sort of event that you were part of at Connie's?
Oh, you know, again, Connie's has been kind of like that magnet for us, for sure, for different things. I can't think of one specific time, Olivia. So maybe you might get close to that microphone and tell us what you're thinking. But it was always the place where grandma and granddad would come down and visitors would come in. And it was kind of like always that family gathering place because it's open. You've got room that way. And I'm thinking that's probably where she went with that. But
she did. She did talk about, you know, again, sixth generation in town and grandma and grandpa. And, you know, I don't know if I mentioned, but like there's a fireplace in the lounge. So it really does have just that comfortable setting of, hey, you know, you're burned out from skiing. And your legs have been kind of running all day. Let's just get back at the lounge, have ourselves a nice little drink, and enjoy some of the environment.
And having that hotel right next door too. I mean, that hopefully feeds. I would assume it feeds people in there all the time too.
Yeah, so yeah, for sure.
A win-win that way.
It is. It is. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we have visitors from other states who. You know, things are a little different in Idaho at times when it comes to when you can serve effectively certain alcohols. Oh. So sometimes we have some of those hotel guests going, hey, I'm ready for my whiskey sour. And I'm like, you and me both, buddy, but give me 25 minutes so that we can make that happen for you.
Right. Yeah. Right. Anything new on the horizon, you think, or do you pretty much have it locked down for the different nights now for activities?
I think we're in a good place. You know, I think we have a good balance of things happening. The Cribbage League usually builds all through the spring. You know, we generally have anywhere between, you know, 12 to 18 people playing in that, and they're a good, fun group. We're doing wonderfully with the music, having a great time with that. So I think we got a good, you know, rhythm. We are always looking to do more things within the community. So I'm not sure if you know, but we've got the Winter Festival coming up over the next couple weeks. And so we're bringing in a kind of a little bit of a bigger band on Valentine's night, you know, Friday the 14th. And we're going to have a couple special cocktails. We're going to make a drink that's got a chocolate rim and a chocolate dipped strawberry on the rim. You know, so, I mean, we're always looking for additional opportunities for outreach as well.
Well, very good. And again, with your enthusiasm and your knowledge of the business too, I can just see it doing great, great things too. And again, keep up the great work there. It's just fun to watch how you kind of melded into the community that way and made things happen that way too.
So, well, absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time. Always good to hang out with you guys.
And so maybe next time you stop by there and you haven't been there, go say hi to you. Shake your hand and say good job. Because again, it looks new. It feels new. It just has that great vibe to it. And it's a place where like you said, you walk in there and you have that fireplace going. You kind of relax in those big chairs there if you want to, or you can sit at the tables. And it's really, really good stuff.
So take what David says to heart. You know, if you do not know Toshi and Connie's Lounge yet, but you're hearing me right now somehow on your radio, come on by and say hi. And I promise to integrate you into our community and make you one of our best friends, just like everybody else is.
Toshi, thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you soon. And we'll see you down at Connie's one of these times, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Have a great day. So have a good time.